This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We are a church that exists. We're blessed to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to God, be a blessing to our family, be a blessing to our church, and to be a blessing to the community, to be a blessing spiritually, relationally, however we can be a blessing. That's what we strive to do. And so we are very thankful this month. I still remember, you know, what I shared that first month back 12 years ago when the radio program began in 2013. Still remember, still thankful, and I hope that you are as well. We'd like to invite you out to our midweek services. We have a young adult class. We have a kids class. We also have an adult Bible study. All that takes place on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're very, very good stewards of time. We know it's a school night and that kids need their sleep. So we start at 7. We start wrapping up at 8. And then after that, it's all about, you know, what, however much talking or fellowshipping that people want to do as to how long it is before they walk out the door. Sometimes we end our services and people like each other so much that they're standing around talking for an hour. And I'm not ever going to shut that down because I believe that that relational factor is very important to the body of Christ. So if you're looking for a church home, we'd like to invite you out. I'd be pleased to meet you, hear about you, find out what's going on in your life. And so we'll be meeting at 7 p.m. We look forward to meeting you at some point in time, whether it's here or in the air. So let's turn in our scriptures this morning to Psalm 113. It's not a long psalm. It is a psalm of praise. It's only 9 verses, so I'm going to read all 9 of them for you. It says, "Praise the Lord!" Exclamation point. "Praise, O servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? He raises the poor out of the dust and lifts the needy out of the ash heap that he may seat him with princes, with the princes of his people. He grants the barren woman a home like a joyful mother of children." And so, and then it ends, "Praise the Lord." So I want to start here in verse number 1 and say this, that praising God is a privilege. It's also a responsibility. It is something that we should be excited about doing. It's not something that we should have to force ourselves to do, but it's something that we should look forward to do because he is the Lord. And, you know, there are a lot of different titles. We did a small group study years ago by Henry Blackaby. It was called Experiencing God. And at the back of that study guide was pages and pages of different names of God. And you could just go through there and you could spend a lot of time just learning, understanding, gaining revelation as to who God is simply because of his name. So when we praise him, we should also praise him because we have the privilege of serving him. It's a relationship, and this is this word in the Hebrew actually talks as like a bondservant or a slave. And I can tell you that it is a privilege to serve the Lord. Whenever you go to a place, and you don't know what, like if I've ever been to a restaurant and I've never been there before, I will ask the server, what is good? What is it that you like? What is it that you recommend? And a lot of times I will go with that servant's recommendation. So, several years ago, my wife and I, were celebrating an anniversary. We ended up going to, the Fort Myers area. But really what our target was Sanibel Island. And I'm not a huge seafood guy. I had a bad experience with seafood when I was growing up, and by seafood I'm not talking about bass and perch and things like that. I had a bad experience with flounder. It left me not wanting to eat seafood from the sea. And so when you go to Sanibel Island, there's a lot of seafood restaurants there. And we end up at this place. Turns out it was a place of renown. I'm hoping it survived the hurricane here from last year and the few years before that. We haven't been in a number of years. And I did exactly what I was talking about here. I asked the server, what do you recommend? And they said, well, what type of fish do you like? And my wife ordered salmon. That was not the right choice to make there that day. And the server said, well, I said, well, I'm normally a guy that goes to the seafood restaurant and orders a steak. And she said, well, if that's the case, then what I recommend that you order, it was a fish called triple tail. I've only seen it in Brevard County once. I ordered it then. It was not quite as good as it was over in Sanibel Island. But she said it is a light, it is flaky, it's got the texture of a steak. And I tell you, when I ate it, it suddenly became something I didn't just tolerate, but something I really, really enjoyed. It all came because of the recommendation of the server. So it goes on here after it says, praise those servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. That word name, it means by which something is recognized. It describes a brand or a mark. And I'm going to tie these two principles together here because as servants of the Lord who praise the Lord, in doing so, we cause people to understand that God is not to be recognized by the shortfallings of his followers, but instead, those who know him best, those who worship around the throne in heaven, they're constantly praising God. They're constantly recognizing his worthiness, his holiness. They recognize his justice, his his judgment, his righteousness. They recognize the benefit of who he is. And when we praise him as servants of the Lord, then people become aware and become familiar with an entirely different brand of God as to what the world tries to perpetuate about him. So I get a lot of people to ask me for reviews. If I have utilized them, and so they will ask me to provide reviews on, you know, Google or Yelp or something like that. And I always tell them, I said, look, I'll be more than glad to write you a review, but I don't use those sorts of technologies or things like that. And so unless you know how to get it there, I'm not going to be the one who is able to help you in that area. So what has happened through the years is, because it doesn't really take much effort for people who know those apps for people to manipulate them. And so if there's someone that irritates them, from a viewpoint perspective, they will go on there, maybe never having experienced the business, the product, or the service that is provided, and they will leave a bad review simply because they don't like the viewpoint of that particular business. And those are not authentic. They're not genuine. So one of the things that we can tell people is what the scripture says, taste and see that the Lord is good. But we also have the privilege as his servants of representing the name of the Lord well. So in America, we have freedom of speech. We also have the responsibility of wherever we're working, we're not supposed to be undermining that business. You're supposed to represent that business well. And so in many places, it's part of the culture of the corporation to say, hey, you've got to represent well, no matter what you're doing. You're free to say whatever you want to say, but when it comes to representing us as our representative, as our brand ambassador, you're supposed to represent us well. Well, we have that same responsibility to the one who went to the cross, shed his blood for our sins, and rose up from the grave so that we could be reconciled to the Father. Praise is not something we just, well, I got to do this. So I guess, you know, maybe I can really stretch it here. Praise the Lord. It's not something that we should be compelled to do, but there is a joy that comes from having God as our Lord that should empower us to serve him and to represent him well so that people would see God is worthy to be praised. So servants praise his name, and it describes in verse number 2, from this time forth and forevermore. It is an eternal thing because God never changes. If he was worthy of praise for that in the Bible, he's still worthy of praise for that very same act, that very same characteristic, that very same aspect of his nature now and forever. So when you see who God is in the Word of God, you should be aware that you're going to be able to praise him for that forever. So let's drop on down to verse number 3. From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, his glory above the heavens. So We can praise God because he is exalted beyond our ability to perceive from a natural perspective. It says he is high above all nations. Whenever you look across the globe, you see nations, and some of them are operating as dictatorships. Some of them are tyrannies. Some of them are corrupt. Some of them are, different economic systems and things like that. It doesn't matter where that country is in the cycle of prosperity or drought, whatever it might be. No matter what group of people exists on the earth, no matter what system of government is in place, God sits enthroned above all of those things. I heard about a government, very large, very, very large government, and they set out to write a new version of the Bible that made the government supreme instead of God. That's not going to go well. It's going to have ramifications whenever you exalt or try to elevate someone or something to a position that only God can inhabit. That thing or that person is going to be humiliated. It doesn't matter if it's military might or economic might. It doesn't matter if it's political clout, whatever it might be. It doesn't matter about looks or wealth or any of those things. Whenever you start attacking the throne of God, you can rest assured that is not going to end well for you. So here it says, his glory is above the heavens. That means he is glorious and he is supreme. And that word glory means glory or honor or abundance. We can praise God for his glory and also praise him because we are going to experience him in abundance. He is not the God of enough. He is not the God of almost enough. He is the God of more than enough. I watched a clip of a minister. He was sharing it as a testimony of something that had happened very early in his life when, and you know, you may think that there are a lot of people who get into ministry for the money. I will tell you that there are a lot more that get into it because of the call that they have on their life and because of the love they have for God and for the people. But many times those early years, especially those early years, sometimes the latter years, are extremely tight financially. And by extremely tight, I mean really, really tight. And that's what this guy was experiencing early on. He was a husband. He was a father. And they had inadequate resources. And he just, as the psalmist said, he loathed his life and he gave free rein to his complaint and spoke out in the bitterness of his soul. And he lashed out and said, God, you pay lousy wages. You pay lousy wages. And all of a sudden, God spoke to him and said, I don't respond to complaining. I respond to praise. I respond to faith. I don't respond to complaining. The world has a system, and that is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And so there are a lot of people who are very vocal, and they're using their mouth as an instrument to draw attention to themselves so that they would say, hey, would somebody please notice me? I got a serious need over here, and I need some people to rally around me and things like that. That's what complaint. If you do that too much, then all of a sudden, instead of getting people to help you, it actually becomes a wedge that causes people not to want to be around you. So that was what this guy started doing. And God said, I don't respond to complaining. I respond to praise. And he said, if you will start praising me in faith, you will see that I've got provision already made for you. And so they started, you know, begrudgingly praising the Lord. Okay, praise God. You still pay lousy wages, but praise God. That was the way he started. And then they became a little more cooperative in the process. And all of a sudden, there was a knock at the door. And there was this very intimidating person that was there. The guy that was sharing this testimony about himself said, I was hesitant to open the door because I thought the guy was going to beat me up. And instead, he opened the door, still with a barrier between him and the guy. And the guy said, is your name such and such? And he said, yes. And he opened the door because the man handed him a bunch of financial resources through the door. And never said another word, just got around, turned around, and left. He had been there for a special financial delivery. And when that happened, the guy was very grateful. And God said, don't ever accuse me of paying lousy wages. God is not just the God of enough. He is the God of more than enough. And so when we talk about glory, God is worthy of honor. He is worthy of praise. And he is the God of abundance that we can praise him for. Now, in verse number 5, it says, who is like our God who dwells on high, who humbles himself to behold the things that are in the heavens and in the earth? Here we can see that God is so far above all that exists in creation. It literally describes himself as making himself low, humbling himself, just to look at the things that are in heaven, in the heavens and in the earth. I don't care how vivid your imagination is, heaven is going to be so much more extreme glory than anything that could be seen here on earth. Don't miss it for the world. Praise God that he is so far above. Listen, there is a conflict between Satan and God, but it's not a close fight. It's like, you know, I watched some old races, horse races of Secretariat and things like that, where Secretariat literally just blew away the field. God is, it is like a weightlifter having an arm wrestling match with a toddler. It is no contest. God is infinitely greater. He has a place in that is so far outside of time and space and matter that we can't even begin to understand how great and how glorious he is, but he humbles himself. In the New Testament, it described that Jesus, when he came, he emptied himself so that he could come and take the form of a servant. We need a lot less of ourselves, and we need a lot more of God. We need a lot more of Jesus. He must increase, and we must decrease. And so if you are struggling today to find something to praise God for, praise Him for how much higher His ways are than your ways. His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His throne is that far above every other throne. No matter what happens in this universe, God is bigger. No matter how great the need, God is more than enough. Today, I pray that I will be able to elevate your faith, not just to the place of your giving, but also to the place of your understanding that everything we have need of, God is able to provide. In Jeremiah, it says, nothing is too hard for God. It doesn't matter if it's a physical need, a spiritual need, a financial need. You can praise Him in that need because God's perspective, God's ability to act, it is not a stretch for Him. You know, when I was in sports younger, they taught us to stretch, even though my muscles back then were way more flexible than they are now. Now stretching is really, really important, just to be able to do some things throughout the day. But it's no stretch for God. Whatever you are facing today, I want you to praise Him. Because we're going to talk in the latter part of this psalm on tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to talk about what God in His glorious nature can do for us in our very tangible life that we live. We're not minimizing the needs. They're very real needs. They're just really no match for God. And so praise God that He is able to look down on the things that are going on in the heavens and in the earth, and He can provide a very real, very victorious solution. Father, we just want to praise You today. You are worthy to be praised. Thank You that You have called us. Thank You that You have saved us. Thank You for the privilege of serving You. May we be ambassadors for Jesus Christ that represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords well. God, may people know that You are glorious, that You are a God of abundance, that You are a God of compassion, that You are a God worthy of praise, and that the people of God will praise Him. Lord, thank You for the privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. I will tell you this. If we don't praise Him, the world certainly won't. But if we do, they may too. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Wanna miss it.